Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Ches, and we have three lines from the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Lema Hakofas Kol Harosh Tanoi. Today's daf's being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Yosef Leib Ben Basha. And today's daf's also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Chaim Elazar Ben Yibodo L'Chaim Reb Shim Shenari. So yesterday, we began the eighth perik of Masechtas Nazir, perik Shnei Nazirim. And the Gemara on Amid Beis almost immediately digressed into the loisa se in the Torah of loisa kifu pa'as roshchem, which states that a yid is not allowed to cut off his pes. Now, where would loisa kifu pa'as roshchem come in to the halachos of Nazirus? It's pashit, because the Nazir Tahar and the Nazir Tameh also had to do a teglachas, which involved removing all the hair of the Nazir's head, including the payas, which means that in theory, the Nazir was going to be over the loisase of loisakifu pas roishchem. So it's from there that the Gemara pivoted a little bit and got involved in the loisase of loisakifu pas roishchem. Specifically, the Gemara discussed the Amoira Shmuel, the Amoira Rav Ada Barahava, Rav Huna, whether someone that cuts off his payas, but he doesn't only cut off his payas, rather he cuts off all the hair on his head, what the Gemara refers to as hakofas kol harosh, is he over the issur of leisakifu pas roshchem, or is he not? On the one hand, he cut off his payas, but on the other hand, there's mokim to argue that the issur to remove one's payas is leisakifu pas roshchem, don't be makif only the payas, but to the extent that the hakofa is kol harosh, could be you don't say Bechal Masayim Mona, and maybe in that instance, you actually would not be over there. So either way, it was clearly a discussion amongst the Amoraim, whether HaKofa's Kol HaRosh, Shmo HaKofa, or Loish May HaKofa. Today's daf is going to pick up with a continuation of that shmuz. Specifically, the Gemara is going to attempt to find different brises that discuss this Shaila, which would then maybe lead to a conclusion that this discussion in the Amoraim of Hakofas Kol HaRosh, Shmo HaKofa, Lo Shmo HaKofa is really a machlokes tana. Now, today's daf that we're about to learn might sound a little bit familiar. If it does, it's because a lot of the back and forth, certainly the brises that are going to be quoted in today's daf, we had earlier, not so long ago, on Daf Mem Aleph. If it sounded familiar on Daf Mem Aleph, it would be because some of the back and forth and the brises were also mentioned in Yevamos Daf Hei. And really, today's daf, Nazir Daf Nun Ches, is part of a series of dafin that discuss the topic that we're about to learn. Yevamos Daf Hei, Nazir Daf Mem Aleph, Nazir Daf Nun Ches. Without any further introduction, we begin today's daf. And really, the daf is going to focus on one pasuk in the parsha of the Metzora. Now, the Metzora, like the Nazir, had a mitzvah when he began his tahira process to cut off all the hair on his head. Now, his teglachas was even more than that of the Nazir, because he didn't only have a mitzvah to cut off the hair on his head, but he had a mitzvah to be megaleach all the hair on his body. Now, if you look in the pasuk in the Torah that tells us this mitzvah, it says as follows: "V'hoi b'yom hashvi," it's going to be on the seventh day from the Tiras Hamitzayra. Yigalach es kol sa'ara, the mitzayra should cut off all the hair on his body. Es roisha, the hair on his head. Ves akonoi, the hair on his beard. Ves gabois einov, and again ves kol sa'ara. Yigalach v'chibes es begada v'rochatz es besare b'mayim v'toher, and it's then that he's going to be tahor. So the pasuk says twice that the Nazir had to cut off all the hair on his body, and then the Torah singles out he should cut off the hair on his head, and the hair on his beard, and gabois einov. And really, the background to the entire daf is that if the pasuk says that the Metzora has to cut off the hair of Kol Basaroi, then why are we singling out Roshoi? Why are we singling out Skonoi? And for another time, why are we singling out Gabois Einov? The Gemara is going to bring three brises. Again, these brises were brought already on Daf Mem Aleph. It's also Yevamos Daf Hei that are going to darshan specifically the words Roshoi and Skonoi. Those are words, but what's the meaning of the words? Why the Torah had to single out that the Metzora has to cut off the hair on his head? Why the Torah had to single out that the Torah had to cut off the hair on his beard? And from there, we are going to have the entire daf. Sokti Gemara. Lema hakafas kol reish tanoi. He would seem that this shayla of hakafas kol reish ma hakafas loish ma hakafas is really a machlekes tanoim. And now it's not going to be a mafurish machlekes tanoim, but we're going to do a little bit of investigative forensic work to maybe extrapolate from brises that we're about to bring that really this was a machlekes tanoim. The Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a brise roishay ma talmud. Why did the Torah say the word roishay when it was discussing the tiglachas of the mitzayir? Once the Torah says that the mitzayir has to be megaleach all this here included, and that is roishay. So why did the Torah single out roishay? Fisha nemar, because it says in the Torah loisakifu pas roishchem, that is an issur for a yid to cut his pes. Yochalach mitzayir kain. I would have thought that maybe the mitzayir is included in that issur. Meaning, had the Torah not said specifically that the mitzayir is supposed to cut off the hair on his head, I would have thought that even though it says all is here, but it means all the hair that he are allowed to cut. But being that you're not allowed to cut your payas, so maybe roishay is not included. Talmud loyma, that's why the Torah had to say roishay, that no, that even the hair on your head, you're allowed to cut off. One of the things that are going to be mavur in the Gemara's analysis of this braisa is that, if you think about it, why would I think that the mitzayra is not allowed to cut off his payas? The teglachas of the mitzayra is a mitzvah saseh. Loisakifu pas roishchem is a loisaseh. We know aseh is doicha loisaseh. So really, kana ben shayel, and it's important to be aware at this point that this braisa that we just spoke at is really not so pasha. Because I need a pasik to tell me that the aseh of mitzayra is doicha the loisaseh of peis. Tiglachas mitzayra is an aseh. Loisakifu pas roishchem is a loisaseh. We know aseh is always doicha loisaseh. But for now, we're going to take this braisa for granted. Roishay matal modoimer, because you would have thought that maybe the mitzayra can't cut off his payas because of the love of loisakifu pas roishchem. Talmud loimer, roishay l'rabbis even roishchem. Tanya idach, we have another braisa that also darshan this word roishay, and it darshaned it a little bit differently. Roishay matal modoimer, again, it's the same word roishay, it's a different braisa that's darshaning it in a different way. Fish, because it says, gabi nozer, regarding the nozer, tar loya. A nazir has a loisaseh, he's not allowed to cut any hair on his head. Not only his payas, but there's no hair on his head that he's not allowed to cut. Not only, incidentally, does a nazir have a loisaseh of tar loyavar aroshay, this is going to be very, very crucial in the cheshbon of the Gemara, but there's an aseh as well. The Torah says regarding the nazir, kadosh yeh gadol pera, which we know is an aseh. So the nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. Side is a loisaseh of tar loyavar aroshay, and side is an aseh of kadosh yeh gadol pera. So yoch, I would have thought, af nazir mitzayra kein. What happens if you have a nazir mitzayra, which we've already learned a lot about, and we know the nazir mitzayra is supposed to do a teglachas. But you would have thought, maybe not. Talmud Omer, that's why it said in the Torah, Roishoy, to teach me that no, even the Nazim Etzairah has the mitzvah of Teglachas. Now, as it relates to this price, you can't ask the Kasha that we spoke out Balpeh on the first price, that why would I need a pasuk of Roishoy to tell me that the Nazim Etzairah does his Teglachas isn't Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh? The answer is, yeah, Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh, but Aseh is not Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh. But regardless, you have two prices that darshan the word Roishoy. The first price darshan Roishoy as coming to teach me that every mitzvah in the world has a mitzvah to do a teglachas haroishah. Why would you have thought not? Because of the loisa, say, loisakifu pas roishchem. The second braisa said that, you know what, roish is coming to teach me? That the nazim mitzvah, he has a mitzvah to do a teglachas. Why would you have thought not? Because tarla yavra roishah, kadosh yagad opera. And it's for that reason we need roishah to teach me that the nazim mitzvah does do a teglachas. The question is, what's the machlekes? Why would one tana have darshan roishoy to teach me that teglachas is doicha loisakifu pas roishchem, and the other tana with darshan roishoy to teach me that it's doicha the isurenos poshit b'may komiflegi? But to understand the question, and this is really the background of having havana in this daf, is it's not just what's the machloikis. L'chura, the first drasha seems to be the more appropriate drasha. Why? Because the first drasha of Roishoy, the aseh of teglachas mitzayra is only being doicha alois aseh, of lois akifu pas roishchem. In the second drasha of Roishoy, it's being doicha alois aseh of aseh. Sai tar lo yavar al Roishoy, and sai kodesh yir gad opera. Tafasta meruba loy tafasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. You don't have a right to darshan a bigger chiddush when there's mokka maybe to darshan a lesser chiddush. And if that's the case, you would think that Tana of the first braisa is in the right, and all of on the second Tana of the braisa to bring a raya, mehechetesi, I can use Roishoy to tell me that aseh is doicha the loisaseh vaseh of the Nazir, Maybe it's only coming to teach me that it's toicha the loisase of leisakifu pas roishchem. But either way, that's the background to the Gemara's kashas. It says the Gemara, my love, at first glance, it would seem that what is the machloikis between the two braises of Hadadash and Roishoy and with the knetch that we spoke out, and that is why would the second Tana of Roishoy use Roishoy to teach me that it's toichel isurei nazir? Maybe it's simply coming to teach me that it's toichel isakifu pas roishchem, because probably there's a major machloikis going on over here. The man the Omar that darshened Roishoy to teach me that the nazir mitzayra does is the glachas, because over he holds hakofas kolor roish loishma hakofa. He holds that when the Mitzoyra does his Teglachas, he's not being over there, so it's like he's for Pasra Yishchem. Why? Because he's not only cutting off his payas, he's cutting off all the hair on his head. He's doing an Akafas Kolaroish. And Akafas Kolaroish is Loish Ma'akafa. If Akafas Kolaroish is Loish Ma'akafa, he's not being over Loish Akifu Pasra Yishchem. If he's not being over Loish Akifu Pasra Yishchem, Bal Korchach, what's Roish coming to teach me? The Chiyasakra must be, it's Lemitchi. Es loisase vase. Why did the Gemara speak out es loisase vase? Who said anything about a loisase vase? Because that was the oimik in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara didn't understand why the second Tana had a right to go so far and teach me that it's coming to be doicha loisase vase. Maybe it's only teaching me to be doicha the loisase apes. But the Teretz says, you know, there is no loisase apes. I don't need a pasuk of Roishoy to teach me that. And the Tana of the first prices over here, of Akavas Kolaroy Shmahakafa. And if that's the case, again, the same deal. I only can use the pasuk to teach me that it's Toicha Loisakifu Pas Roishchem, and as a result, I have no Grech to teach me that the word Roishay is also coming to say that the Nazim and Sayyid is allowed to do as the Glachas. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, I have two prices. One price that tells me that Roishay is coming to be Toicha Loisakifu Pas Roishchem, then every single Mitzayra would seemingly be over. The other Brisa says, no, it's not coming to teach me that. It's coming to teach me the Nazir Mitzayra. Number one, the Michael Mifri. And number two, how could you tell me that Roish is coming to teach me the Nazir Mitzayra? It seems more glad that it's Pasha coming to teach me Leisakifu Pas Roishchem. Oh, probably the second Tana holds that there is no Issa Leisakifu Pas Roishchem. Why is there no Issa? Probably because he holds that Akofas Kol HaRoish is Loishma Hakafa, and if it's Loishma Hakafa, he's not being over the Issa. The first Tana obviously holds Hakafa's color Loishma Hakafa. If I need a pasuk to tell me that the Mitzayir is allowed to cut off his payas, even though he's doing Hakafa's color Loish, so you see over here, there's a machlokes, but Hakafa's color Loishma Hakafa, Loishma Hakafa, Zokti Gemara, Lemi Katanoihi, but on my Rava was Daichid. He said, it's not Muchach. I hear what you're saying, but it's certainly not Muchach, because I can tell you the Kulam Hakafa's color Loishma Hakafa. Maybe everybody holds that Hakafa's color Loish, Loishma Hakafa. Now, if Hakafa's color Loish is Loishma Hakafa, so you understand the second braisa, why I don't need Roishoy to teach me that the Mitzayir is allowed to cut off his payas, because he's not cutting off his payas, because Hakafas Kol HaRoish is Loish Ma'akafa, he's not being over the Isser payas. What's the kasha? What's pshat in the first braisa? Why do I need Roishoy to tell me that he can cut off Sar Roishoy? Why would I think not? Because of this payas, he's doing Hakafas Kol HaRoish, and you're telling me the Kuliyam Hakafas Kol HaRoish Loish Ma'akafa, says the Gemara, Rava talking, V'chi Asa Kra, because I can say that maybe the Pasuk is coming, Kingon Shehekev, Ula B'Soif. Maybe it's coming to teach me that what would be if the Mitzayir would decide to first cut off his payas, and then cut off the rest of his head. Now, even though he's cutting off the rest of the hair on his head, and at the end of the day, when he looks in the mirror, Nuch de ganze meisen, it's a kofas kol haroish, but it started off with a regular Isser Peis. And therefore, I need Roisha to teach me that Kiman di lugalchi bechad zimno loy mechayiv, being that if he would have done the glachas in one shot, he wouldn't be chayiv. Ki yigil vasoy gilich nami loy mechayiv. And that's what Roisha is coming to teach me, that you could do it bechay gam, no? Meaning, lo'olam, don't prove from here that Akofas kol haroisha is shma hakofa. Akofas kol haroisha is loy shma hakofa. But the Roisha is coming to teach me that the asay of teglachas metzayra is doichad Isser Peis, if you do it in a way where it wasn't Hakafas Kol HaRoish, meaning at the end of the day it'll be Hakafas Kol HaRoish, but you cut off the payas first and the rest of you here second. But the Gemara says it can't be. Can't be that there would be such a raisa. The Torah told me the word Roishai that you should know, heavy idea, that even though the Mitzrayim could do his teglachas without being over any Yisurim, but if you want to do it in a way you're going to be over Yisurim, you can do it because of Kra. Hachi, would the Torah say that? Why not? Because it's inconsistent with the Gedarim of Tchia that we know from Kol HaTorah Kul. Now, this is clearly a special sugya in the world of Asei Doicha Leis, as we'll see at the end of the daf. But at the same time, it has to shtim, it has to be oisgehalten with the Gedarim of Tchia. If Omer Reish Lakish, and everyone knows Reish Lakish said in the world of Asei Doicha Leis, say, come, welcome, Shatam Oitz, Asei Veloiz, say, anytime you have a face off between an Asei and a Leis, if it's possible to be Mekayim Dasei, and not violate the lois hasei, that's the best. V'im lav, and if not, yovi yasei v'yidchas lois hasei. It's only then, meaning it's v'im lav, that's where the dogosh is. V'im lav, that's when it's yovi yasei v'yidchas lois hasei. But being that over here, there's a way to do the teglachas ha-metzayra in a way that you won't be yovi disapeyas by doing a kofas kol ha-roish. So there's no way that roish is coming to teach me. There's no way that Rosh is coming to teach me that you can do it in a way where you will be over there, sir. In other words, for sure, the Tana of the first Braisa holds that Akofa's color Rosh. Shema Akofa. It's mistaber than the Tana of the second Braisa holds that Akofa's color Rosh. Loi Shema Akofa. Because if he held Shema Akofa, where does he have a gerech to be tafasta meruba? Be tafasta mu'ed. Maybe the Torah is coming to teach me hagufa that tiglachas is doicha the isepeis. And if that's the case, leimik katanoi, but the Gemara is doicha again. The Gemara says, it's not much. Elo, I could tell you, vaita the machloikis is not. Whether akofas koloroish is shma akofa, loish shma akofa, rather, the kuliyam akofas koloroish shma akofa. Everybody holds that akofas koloroish is shma akofa. Uman the Michael Lecrawl, the mitchiloi sase vase. According to the mandomer, that holds that roisha is not coming to teach me that it's like the sepeis, but rather the lois asay of nazir. What's the kasha? The kasha is that tafasta muet tafasta. Isn't it more mistaber that it's coming to teach me that it's over that you're stoicha the iser of peis? The answer is, let's speak it out balpe, because lashon nazir is a little bit mishuna, is that it's true, but I don't need a pasuk for that. Why don't I need a pasuk for that? Because I know that I say is always doicha lois hasei. That ha'ara that we spoke at the beginning of the daf, which jumped off the page, I felt you couldn't even start the Gemara without speaking that out. That's the pshat in the Tana of the second Braisa. It's not because he holds that when the mitzayru does his teglachas, he's not being over the isapeis. He is being over the isapeis. Hakafas kol roish ma hakafa. But the reason he holds that Rosh is not coming to teach me that is because at the end of the day, what do I need a special pasuk in the parish of Metzayra to teach me that Taseh of the Glachas Metzayra is going to be Doicha Lois Haseh if it's a pace? Haseh is always Doicha Lois Haseh. And if Haseh is always Doicha Lois Haseh, so I don't need Rosh for that. What's Rosh coming to teach me? Lois Haseh Vaseh, which Haseh is not always Doicha. And that's something I need. Now, if he knows that Haseh is Doicha Lois Haseh, he must know it from somewhere else, not from Rosh. Because otherwise, I would need roisha gufa as the makar that I say is like lois asay. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, uman the moikam the kala mitchi lois asay vasay. We're assuming then he knows I say is doicha lois asay from somewhere else. Lav grade minoli. How does he know that I say is doicha lois asay? Again, in the Gemara's question is presumed the teretz to pshat in that tana. But the bottom line is, how does he know that I say is doicha lois asay? Yalef megedilim. He knows it from the same place we all know it. The Amakra, it says in the pasuk lois sil b'shatnes, and somachle it says gedilim tasalach. And from the smichos of lois sil b'shatnes and gedilim tasalach, we learn the tanya tzabrais of lois sil b'shatnes ha gedilim tasalach meher. Not only b'shatnes, but at the same time, if you have a beggar that's also tzitzis, so the mitzvah of tzitzis is doicha the lois hasei of shatnes. The point is, he knows I say doicha lois hasei how. First parak mesach tzivam is from the same place that kol tinoik shel beis rabbi know, and that is it's learned from the smichos of kalayim tzitzis. Therefore, he doesn't need roisha to teach me that I say the glachas mitzvah is doicha the lois hasei pes. What then is roisha coming to teach me? Roisha is coming to teach me that I say is doicha lois hasei vasei, which ordinarily it's not. Where is there a lois hasei vasei when it comes to the glachas mitzvah in the event that he was a nazir? Says the Gemara, man, the nafkalemi roisha. So now let's go to the first time of the Braisa. Who used roisha to teach me that the glachas mitzayr is doicha the lav of leisakifu pas roisha? My time loy nafkalemi gdilim. The kasha that we started with. Why do I need roisha to teach me that the glachas mitzayr is doicha is a peis? It's regulas loisa se vase. And isn't I say always doicha loisa se vase? I mean, isn't the makar that I say is doicha loisa se kalayim betzitzes? So the Gemara says amalucha. He's going to tell you something fascinating. No, you can't learn from Kalayim Betzitzis that I say is Doicha Lois Haseh. Why not? You have a smichus between Kalayim Betzitzis. Isn't that coming to teach me that? No, look at the Rava. Who does? It's coming to teach me something else. Something Rava taught us. The Rava has to steer. Ksiv, it says, V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof. And from those words, it's mashma min konof. That the tzitzis have to be from the same material as the konof, as the beggar itself. Skip the next two words. V'ksiv, and it says, Tzemer upishtim yachtov, which is mashma, that the tzitzis have to be either tzemer or pishtim. Haketzan, what's the reconciliation? Tzemer upishtim, poichim, maybe minim, inshul, maybe minim. If it's tzemer upishtim, say, pat is all begotten. Shar minim, but as it relates to other minim, beminim, poichim, inshul, maybe minim, ain't poichim. So there's a different halacha that's learned out from the smichos of kalayim betzitzis. Kalayim is dafke tzemer upishtim, and tzemer upishtim play a very, very important role in the world of tzitzis. It's poichim beim amina, men shalei amina. And it's for that reason you can't learn, I say doicha lois, I say from there. How then does that Tana Noah says the Chalosa say, he knows it from Roshoy that it says regarding Mitzayra. So the bottom line is, just to do a sikum on the first part of the daf, the Gemara is going to continue cheshbening on Amid Beis, but just to recap what we have so far. We have two brises, both darshing the same word, Roshoy, and the parish of Mitzayra. The Torah says the Mitzayra is supposed to cut off all the hair on his body, and then it singles out Roshoy. And the question is, Roshoy ma Talmud loim? Why did the Torah have to say Roshoy? And there were two brises that addressed this question and gave different answers. The first brise said, Roshoy ma Talmud loim, to teach me a chiddush. I would have thought that maybe the Mitzayra can't cut off Sar Roshoy because he can't cut his pays. There's a voice that said, Lois akifu pas Roshoy. That's what Torah had to say Roshoy. Second brise said, Roshoy ma Talmud loim, to teach me that a Nozim Mitzayra, who you would have thought maybe can't cut off Pas Roshay. Why? Because he has the Lois Asay of Tal Yava Roshay and the Asay of Kaddish Yagadol Per. Kamash Mon Roshay, the Nozim Mitzayra, is supposed to do a Teglach. The question is, what's the Machloikis? Why did one Tana use Roshay to tell me it's Toycha the Lois Asay of Lois Akifu Pas Roshay? And why did the other Tana use Roshay to teach me that it's Toycha the Lois Asay of Asay of Nozir? And just to add flavor to the question, which jumped off the page, and that is, the time of the second brayso, mehecha teisi use roshay to teach me that it's doicha loisa se vasei. Maybe it's simply coming to teach me that it's doicha loisa. Maybe really it's not doicha loisa se vasei. But the bottom line is, what's the hezber and the machloikis between these two brayses? Lamaskana, there's two mahalachim. One mahalach is could be they're arguing whether akafas kol roshay shma akafah lo shma akafah. I mean, the time of the first brayso holds akafas kol roshay shma akafah. So every time the Mitzayra does this, the glachas, he's being over there to pay. I need Roshah to tell me that it's not a problem. The time of the second price holds akafas kol roish loish ma'akafa. That every time the Mitzayra does this to the glachas, he's not being over there to pay because he's doing akafas kol roish. Must be then Roshah is coming to teach me something else. Payas, he's not being over there to pay. So what's it coming to teach me? Then as a Mitzayra. The second mahalach, the Gemara says, could be everybody really holds that akafas kol roish is shma ha'akafa. And the machloikis between the Tanoim of the two respective brises is whether I need a pasuk in the parish of the Mitzayra to tell me that Taseh Teglachas Mitzayra is Doicha the Lois Taseh of Lois Akifu Pas Roshcha. The time of the second brise held not because it's a regular Taseh of Lois Taseh, and we know Taseh is Doicha Lois Taseh. How do we know that? First parak in Yevamis, from the smichos between the Taseh of Tzitzis and the Lois Taseh of Shatnes. The time of the first brise held that the Torah did have to tell me, Roshah, to teach me that the Asay of Mitzayra is Doicha the Lois Asay of Payas. Why? Because I don't have an independent Makar that Asay is Doicha Lois Asay. In fact, the whole Makar that Asay is Doicha Lois Asay, according to the Tana of the first Brisa of Roshah, is from the fact that the Torah said Roshah. Which means then, in the Inami of the Gemara, in the second Mahalach of the Gemara, to explain the Machloikis between the two Brises, you have a derivative Machloikis as to what is the source, what is the Makar to the Halacha that Asay is Doicha Lois Asay. It's a Machloikis between two Brises, the two Brises of Roshah. Either way, the Gemara now is about to ask another Kasha, and the Kasha is predicated on a Hanocha that's not Mefurish in the Gemara. And that Hanocha is that even the Tana, the first Braisa, who used Roshay to teach me that the Teglachas and Mitzayr is Doicha Loisakifu Pas Roshchem, not to teach me that it's Doicha the Yisurah and Aziris, is Moida, however, that the Nazim Mitzayr does do a Teglachas. And the question is that if Roshay is not teaching me that halacha, what then is the Makar to that halacha? So says the Gemara, Bahai Tana, the Mapak Loroshay, the Lav Gredo, the Osni Asay, Vedochias Loisa, Save Asay, Minolon. If Roshay is only coming to teach me that Asay is Doicha Loisa, Asay, then how does that Tana know that Asay of Mitzayr could also be Doicha the Loisa, Save Asay, which Loisa, Save Asay of Nazir, Zach the Gemara, Nafgale Miskanoi? He learns it not from Roshay, but he learns it from Skani. And this requires another tiny bit of an introduction. So one of the extra words in the parsha of Teglachas Mitzayra is the word Skani. Till now we've been dashing the word Roshay, two brises, but the Torah also said the word Zekani. And the question is, Zekani mat hamaloyim. The Gemara now is going to bring a brisa, and we'll see another mahalach, to explain what the purpose of the word Skani is, and it relates to another Isser in the Torah, which is similar to the Isser Peis, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, but it's not the same Isser. And that is the Isser for a person to be mashchis his zaken. So we know that a Yid is not allowed to shave with a razor. It says it in the Torah twice. It says in the Torah, le'isakifu pas roishchem, v'le'isashchis es pasikonech. Le'isakifu pas roishchem is to cut your pace, v'le'isashchis es pasikonech is to cut with a razor. You see, it's it's the Reish and the Sefer of one pasuk in the Torah. But the Torah mentions it a second time. The second time the Torah mentions it is when it's talking about the Kayanim. It's in Parshas Emor. It says, "Lo yikruchu karchem b'roisham upas zikonam." So the Torah mentions the Isra for a person to be mashkes hazakim by all Yidin, and then the Torah says it again as it relates to Kayhanim. Now the Isra as it relates to the Kayhanim is more chamer than the Isra for Yisraelim, and the reason is because in addition to the Lois Aseh, there's also an Aseh. The next pasuk says, Kedoshim yiyu leilokeim, v'loichalulu shem leilokeim, kes ishi Hashem lechem leilokeim heim akrivim v'hoyu kodesh. And that pasuk, Kedoshim yiyu, is an Aseh on many of the laven that were mentioned previously. One of them is upaskan amoyga lechel, and we learn from there that whereas a regular yid who is going to be mashkes hazakim will be over the lav of alei sashkes as pasaganecha. When it comes to kayhanim, they have their own parsha. This the lois nasei of upas zekonim leichalechu, plus there's an assay of kedoshim yiyu leilokeim. Either way, zok de gemara, another braisa. The tanya, we learned to the braisa, skonim matamaloi mar, why did it have to say in the Torah that the mitzvah has to cut off the hair on his beard? If it says already that he has to cut off all his hair, so isn't skonim included in that? Lefish, and Amar could says in the Torah, pas zekonim leichalechu, I would have thought, yachalaf koyim mitzvah keim. Now that pas zekonim leichalechu was talking about the koyim. So I would have thought that every single koyim has this iser, even the koyim. So if you have someone that's a Koyim Mitzayra, right? We go from the Nazim Mitzayra to the Koyim Mitzayra. So if you have someone that's a Koyim Mitzayra, you would have thought also he can't do his Teglachas on his Zokim because he's going to be Yovu Paskanam Lo Yigalechu. Tamaloymar. So the Torah said, Zakonoi, to teach me that no, it's not going to be a problem. Now, if the word Zakonoi is teaching me that a Koyim Mitzayra is allowed to do a Teglachas on his Zokim, what do you see from here? You see that Asay of Teglachas Mitzayra is Doicha. But also I say, because the Kohen has the Asay of Kedoshim Yolekim as well. So you see already that the Asay of Teglachas Metzayr could be Doicha Sai Lois Asay and Lois Asay Vasay. But if I see it could be Doicha Lois Asay Vasay, as it relates to the Koyen Mitzayra, so too I'll know as it relates to the Nazim Mitzayra. So what was the kash? According to the first Tana of the Brides of Rosh, who holds that Rosh is coming to teach me that it's Toicha the Loisase of the Loisakifu Pas Roshchem, how does he know that the Nazim Mitzayra does do it to Klachas? Now you'll say, maybe he doesn't. That's being taken for granted in the Sugya. Where does he know from? Can't learn it from Rosh Hashanah. And why would you think not? Because that's already a Lois Asei Vasei. The Teretz is, he knows it from Zekonoi. Zekonoi, you see, Lois Asei Vasei. So he would know it from here as well. Says the Gemara, Uman de Mapik Le Rosh Hashanah. According to the second Braisa of Rosh Hashanah, that use Rosh Hashanah to teach me that the Asei of Teglachas is Doichol Lois Asei Vasei of Nazir Leilef Miskanoi. What do I need Rosh Hashanah for? Learn it from Skanoi. Meaning, what do I need two for? Just learn from Skanoi. You see, it's Doichol Lois Asei Vasei. So if it's Doichol Lois Asei Vasei, albeit of the Kayin, so why shouldn't it be Doichol Lois Asei Vasei of the Nazir? So talk to Gemara. That Tana is going to tell you. Meaning, the Tana of the second Rosh Hashanah Braisa will tell you, according to you, let me ask you a question. Meaning, you think this is such a good Kasha? Let me ask you a Kasha. The Kaimalam Ba'almo, we know everywhere. Where's everyone? The ganze welt. The lo yase yase v'dachi is lo yase v'ase. Then I say can never be doicha lo yase v'ase. Why not? Leilef mi kayin d'dachi. Why don't we learn out from the kayin that it's like, you have a brice of skanoi. So if skanoi is such a good makar, and you have a kash on me, what do I need roishai for? Just learn it from skanoi. Let me ask you a better question. Why not learn everything from skanoi and say that asnei is always doicha lo yase v'ase? Ella, you have to say, mi kayin lo yalfina. You can't learn kol ha-Torah kulo from Koyin. Why? Not because Malo Koyin Shekein Lav Sheinu Shava Bakoyel. Because the Lav of Koyin is a very unique Lav. In how? It's Eino Shava Bakoyel. Now, why would the Lav of Koyin be Eino Shava Bakoyel? So I think if you ask the man on the street, he would say, because it's only Negei Koyin. If you look at the Rosh says, because it's only Negei men. It's not Negei women. Really, the Isser to shave with a razor, even the Yisrael Dege Isser, is Lav Sheinu Shava Bakoyel, because it's Negei Anoshim, not Noshim. As I state on the Rosh. So that's the way we'll learn the Gemara. But either way, to Isni Kohuna is a Lav Sheinu Shava Bakoyel. Being that it's Eino Shava Bakoyel, so I can't learn Kol HaTorah Kula from Kayin. If I can't learn Kol HaTorah Kula from Kayin, so Nazir Mikayin Nami Lo Yalef. I can't learn Nazir from Kayin either. Why not? Shekein Lav She'en Eshava Bakal. Because again, Kayin is Lav She'en Eshava Bakal. As opposed to the Nazir, which Yisurei Nazir are we talking about? Tar Lo Yavir Al Roishoi, Kodesh Yigad Al Pera, these Yisurim are Yisurim that Eshava Bakal. Ish Oy Isha Ki Yafli Lindor Neder, Nazir LaHazal Hashem. And as a result, I can't learn from there. So the Gemara says, just to hit the pause button for a second, that the Tana of the first Brisa of Roshei, who used Roshei to teach me that he's a Maida, he also holds that Daseif Teglachas Metzayra would be Doicha the Yisurei Nazir. He learns it, however, not from Roshei, he learns it from Zikana. The Gemara's Kasha was the Tana of the second Brisa, who you learned from Roshei, that Daseif Teglachas Metzayra is Doicha the Loisei Vasei of Nazir. Why didn't he learn it from Zikana? And the Gemara said, because he held, you can't learn it from Zikana. Zok the Gemara, Umanda Moikim Lahai Roshei Ben Nazir, according to the Mandamar, the second Tana of Roshei, who used Roshei to teach me that Daseif Teglachas Metzayra is Doicha the Loisei Vasei of Nazir, Lomali Zikanoi. What do you need Zikanoi? What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, I understand that you can't learn Nazir from Kayan, but Izicha should be able to learn Kayan from Nazir. Peteros Kal V'chaymer. Maduch Daseif Teglachas Metzayra is Doicha the Loisei Vasei of Nazir, which is Shavah Bakoil. So certainly it should be able to be Doicha the Loisei Vasei of Kayan, which is in a Shavah Bakoil. And if that's the case, why then did the Torah mention the words Kana? According to the first Tana of Roshei, Zakana is the Makar that Daseif Teglachas Metzayra is Doicha Loisei Vasei Vasei. But according to the Tana of Roshei, I know that already from Roshei. So if I know from Roshei, why can't I learn Kayin from Nazir? And even though he said you can't learn Nazir from Kayin, but that's because he held that Kayin is more like. But once I know Nazir, I should be able to learn Beteris Kal V'chaymer. I should be able to learn Kayin from Nazir. So the Gemara says, I hear, but Mibayi Leilichid Tanya. Now he uses the word Zakana to teach me something else. What's that something else? It says in the Tehru Pasukonim Leigalech, well, this Pasuk Laf Gilcha B'Misperam Yechayim, you would think that if a person cuts his beard, even with a Misperayim, even with a scissor, he would be Chayv. Talmud Loimrat says, V'Lei Sashchis. So the Torah, we said earlier, mentions the issur to shave, what we know as shaving with a razor, in two places. It says it regarding the Kayhanim, and it says it regarding the Yisrael. But if you look at the wording in the Torah, it's not the same words. Regarding the Kayhan, it says, U'paskanam lo yigalechu. By the Yisrael, it says, V'lei sashchis es paskanach. Now, the two connotations, the two verbs are different. I mean, they both mean shave, but one is a lot more of a intense lashon. So says the Gemara, it's a braisa, that had it said simply, Upaskan Loigalechu, I would have thought if you looked at the Misperayim. That's why it said in the Torah of Eloi Sashchis. Now, Eloi Sashchis, had it said, Eloi Sashchis, Yochaliktim, and Malak, the Brit Nichayev, I would have thought that even if he's Malak, even if he would do the Hashchasa with a malakid or a hitni, you'd be chayev as well, meaning you'd use something that's not usually used for a person to cut his beard, that you have to do it in a normal way. And what's an example of a giluch sheyesh b'hashchasa? That's tar, and this is learned out from the combination of the words upaskonam lo yigalechu, additionally, v'loi sashchis espas zikonecho. Now, the Gemara doesn't speak out the whole cheshbon, but the Gemara is saying that the reason we need the word Zekanoi in the parasha of the Metzayra is to really bring this drosha to life. Now, what's the rest of the story? So that was already daf memal. I don't think we have to chazed that over. But over there, the Gemara cheshbin in the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim of what exactly the Isser Lamaskana is as it relates to the Isser of Hashchas Zakin, and the idea that the Metzayra had to do his Teglachas Dafka with a tar. But the bottom line is, you want to know what Zakana is being used for. Zakana is already taken, and that's the way we're going to be Miyashiv the word Zakana. So up to the last leg of this sugya, and really, if you just hit the pause button for 1 second now, so what do we have? We have the two Braisnes, which the Gemara is referring to as a Machloikis Tanoim. What to darshan with the word Roshai that it says regarding the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah has to cut off all the hair on his body, and then it says specifically Roshei. Roshei Mat Tamalim. The first Braisa said, to teach me that you're allowed to cut your pay. Second Braisa said, it's coming to teach me the Nozim Mitzvah. The Gemara came out of Maskana, that even the time of the first Braisa agrees that the Nozim Mitzvah is allowed to do his Teglachas, but he learns it not from Roshei, but rather he learns it from Zakana. So if you Cheshbin then, the Roshois and the Zakanois, what everyone's going to do with those respective words, the Can of the first Braisa uses Roshois to teach me that every Nazir, every Mitzayrah is allowed to do a Teglachas on his payas. He uses Zakanoi to teach me that Daseiv Teglachas Mitzayrah is Doicha even Loisa Sevasei, hen the Loisa Sevasei of the Koyin as it relates to Hashchas Zakin, hen the Loisa Sevasei of the Nazir. The Tana of the second Braisa of Roshei, he uses Roshei to teach me that the Asei of that Tilachas Metzora is doicha to loisa se vase of Nazir. And once we know that it's doicha to loisa se vase of Nazir, you also know that it's doicha to loisa se vase of Ashchas Zaken of the Kayin. What does he use a kane for? To teach me a halacha that's negeya, the parish of Ashchas Zaken. That's where we're up to right now. And really, this could be the end of the sugya. But there's one last leg to this Gemara that we're showing a mucha to understand Pashup Shad exactly what's going on. We're going to learn the Gemara the way Tais learns the Gemara, because it seems to be the only Mahalach that stems with the Gerasa that we have. The Rosh has a different Mahalach, but it's very hard to understand the Rosh in light of the Gerasa that we have in the Gemara. So we'll learn the Gemara the way Tosus learns the Gemara. And that is, there's an unspoken question that's bothering the Gemara as it gets to this last Nakuda. And that is that once the Tanav, the second Brais of Roshah, defended what he needs a Kanoi for, the Gemara feels that we have to revisit the first Tanav of Roshah. Again, the first Tanav of Roshah used Roshah to teach me that Aseh is Doichel Lois Aseh. The question is, how does he know it's Doichel Lois Aseh Vaseh? Oh, he learns it from Zakanoi. What does the other Tanav, who doesn't need Zakanoi to teach me that Aseh is Doichel Lois Aseh Vaseh, learn from Zakanoi? Hashchas Zaken. That answer was so compelling to the Gemara that the Gemara says, one second, we have to revisit everything. Because it's not possible that the Tana of the first Brayser of Rosh Hashanah isn't using Zakanoi for the same thing that Tana is using it for. And if that's the case, Hodru Kushul Adokhte, which Kasha? The Kasha that the Gemara asks, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and that is the Tana of the first Brayser of Rosh Hashanah, how does he know Tiklachas Matzayr is Doichel Loisei Vaseh? Which is, again, it's all a given. We're making a lot of anachas in this pilpul. But the bottom line is that that's given, and the question is, how does he know that? The Gemara, without speaking all this out, even knows what the answer is. The answer is, it must be that when the Torah says the word Zakanoi, although the reason the Torah wrote the word Zakanoi was to teach me halach in the parish of Ashchas Zake, but at the same time, emikri yoytzev dey pshutai. And the pashtos, just the reading of the words, are that on Mitzayra cuts off all the hair on his Zaken. Fartik. And it doesn't matter who this Mitzayra is. This Mitzayra can be a Kohen, it can be not a Kohen. This is the Metzias Hadvarim. This is the way it's going to be. And it's going to be learnt out just from the Pashtos of Zakanoi. Just from the simple reading. Not that the Yitur of Zakanoi, but just from the reading of Zakanoi. Because if not, it's just misleading this word. And even though it's true, the Torah wrote the word for another reason. I ain't Tosfos. But the bottom line is, the Torah said the word Zakanoi. And once the Torah said the word Zakanoi, that must be where it's coming to teach me. Now, if you read the word Zakanoi that way, you have to read the word Roshah that way also. Which means when the Torah says Rosh, what's the Torah telling me? Every single Mitzayr in the world, doesn't matter who you are, even if you're what? Even if you're a Nazir, right, that would be the Chiddush, even if you're a Nazir, you can be Megaleach Kol Sar Rosh. Which then means that Sai Rosh and Sai Zakonin, each one independently and individually, just told me everything I need to know. They each told me that Aseh of Tiglachas Mitzayr is Doichel Lois Aseh, assuming you need a Makar for that, which the time of Rosh seems to need. He doesn't darshan climate tzitzis, so he needs a Makar for that. Torah told to me in Roshoi, Torah told to me in Skanoi. What did Torah tell to me in Roshoi? Roshoi, that Aseh of Tiglachas Mitzayr is Doichel the Lav Peyas in Skanoi, that it's Doichel the Isra of Ashchas Zaken. Isra of Ashchas Zaken of Yisrael, who only has a Lois Aseh, right? If, as it relates to that Aseh of Tiglachas Mitzayr is Doichel Lois Aseh, I know from Roshoi and Skanoi as well. I know from Roshoi, the Nazim Mitzayr. I know it from Zakanoi, the Koyim Mitzayr. So really, both Psukim are teaching me the same thing. They're both essentially teaching me, not both words in this pasuk, that Aseh Tiglachas Mitzayr is Doicha, it's Doicha Sai Lois Nasei, and Sai Lois Nasei Vasei. And the Gemara's question is then, why do I need two words to teach this to me? Why do I need Roshay to teach me the whole Geshaft, and why do I need Zakanoi to teach me the whole Geshaft? Now you're going to say, didn't the Gemara say on the top of the Amid, it's not so posh, it could be I can't learn from Nazir, because, I mean from Kayin, because Kayin is Ein Shavu Bakal, that's the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's going to answer what maybe is the obvious answer. But you want to know what the Gemara's kasha is, not an easy kasha to flesh out. But you want to know what the Gemara's kasha is, the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that at the end of the day, haint that it says Roshay, haint that it says Zakanoi, the simple reading of Roshay is every single head of every single Mitzayr. And Zakanoi is Nyeh Debut from Nyeh Mitzayr. It's always going to be the same. There's always going to be a mitzvah to Galachas. Which means Sai Roshay and Sai Zakanoi independently and individually taught me that Aseh Tiglachas Mitzayr is doich, it's pirates all the mechitzas and all the gedarim. It could be doich lois aseis, it could be doich lois aseis vaseis, and the question then is, why would I need the Torah to tell me this twice? Now, why did the Gemara flip all of a sudden? Why, all of a sudden we're darshaning the simple reading of the pasuk? Till now, Roshay, it's the extra word, Zakanoi is the extra word. So Tosfos asks this kasha, and Tosfos says where it switches is because the Gemara feels that at the end of the day there is no extra word for the Tan of the first Braisa of Roshai to teach me that Asay of Tiglachas is Doichal Loisa Asay Vasay. Roshai, I need to teach me that it's Doichal Loisa Asay. That is the Tan of the first Braisa. And Zekonoi is used to teach me the sugyas and Ashchas Zaken. So I don't have an extra word. And we know for sure, again, it's not a first in the sugya, that he holds it is Doichal Loisa Asay Vasay. Must be, it's a simple reading of Skonoi. So if you have the simple reading of Skonoi, you have to have the simple reading. And by the way, that's Pashup Shah, why the Gemara is only asking this Kasha on the first Tan of Roshai. If you look in the Achroinim, this is a big Mucharat. This Kasha of the Gemara is very, very clear according to the first Tan of Roshai. Somehow the second Tan of Roshai is getting a pass over here. Because in the second Tan of Roshai, you don't find anywhere that he's willing to just read the psukim and say Roshai means yay the cup and Skona means yay the board. He's darshaning yiturim, extra words, and he was able to make it work. Because he didn't need an extra word to teach me Asay Doichalois, because Asay is always Doichalois. See, at one Fasay Doichalois, Vasay, and the other one to teach me that Loch of Ashkos Azokin. But that math doesn't add up as it relates to the first Tan of Roshai, and as a result, Freit the Gemara Kasha. Last question of the Gemara. Man, the Mapak Lehi Roshai. The Lav Greda, according to the first Tana, who used the word Roshay to teach me that I say is Doicha Lav Greda Lomali the Michtav Roshay Velomali the Michtav Skanoi. Why do I need Roshay and Skanoi? Meaning Mashmal Mitchi Lav Greda. Each word individually, Sai Roisha and Sai Skane is Mashma, that Nase Tiglachas is Doicha, Sai Loisa Sai, Sai Loisa Vase, Hilko Shokulhu, Vivoshneye. And if that's the case, so there's no reason not to be Marba everything. Meaning, one Roisha could have taught me Sai the Isapeya, Sai the Isashkas Zokin, Sai the Nazim Mitzaira, Sai the Kayim Mitzaira, and one Skane could have told me all that. And if that's the case, why do I need two words? Says the Gemara, it's not true. Why not? Because really, I need two psukim. I need one pasuk to teach me that Asay is Doicha, the Isure Nazir, and I need another pasuk to teach me that it's Doicha, the Isure Kuna. How so? Kayim Nazir Le Yalev, because I'll never be able to learn Kayim from Nazir, Shekin Yeshna B'Sheila. Because the Isurei Nazir have a kula, and the kula is Yeshne B'Sheila. A Nazir, just like any person that makes a neder, or a shvua, or a cheren, right, you can go to a Rav, mutalach, 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 and this is going to go away. And that's a kula in the Isur, and Nazir Mikoyim lo Yalev, and you can't learn Nazir Mikoyim, why not? Shekin Lav Shein Neshava B'Koyim, like the Gemara said on the top of the Omid. Because the Isurei of Hashchas Zokin is Enei Shava B'Koyim. Uba'almo says the Gemara, therefore I need Saya Roisha and Saya Skonoi, one to teach me that it's Soicha the Isurei Kuna, the other one to teach me that it's Doicha de Isurei Naziris, says the Gemara. By the way, in case you're bothered, nice postscript to the daf. Why is it that we don't learn from either Roshai or Skanoi to Kol HaTayra Kulo that Aseh should be Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh? Meaning we have two Mekairis L'chair that Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh. So why is it that we don't shtel this to any other area in the Torah? The Gemara already touched on this on the top of the Amid. Says the Gemara, Ba'almu Le'alfina Minayu, Mishum De'ikka L'mifach Kedamaram, because if you're going to want to learn from Nazi, you're going to say Yeshna Mishayla, and if you're going to want to learn from the Kohen, you're going to say it's a Lav Shein Neshava Ba'Koyel, and it's for that reason you will not be able to learn from anything. But the bottom line is what comes out the Maskana, if you want to just do the recap in your head, that the Tana of the first Brisa of Roshai in the final analysis seemed to have learned everything from Roshai and really everything from Skanoi. See, he's not even being chaylik. There's no machlokes, right? Just cheshbon, the way Tosfos learned the Gemara and the way we have the Gersa in front of us. We started off with two Brises. The time of the first Brisa used Roshai to teach me that it's Doicha the Isur. Time of the second Brisa used Roshai to teach me that it's Doicha the Isur Naziris. The Maskana, it comes out that even the time of the first Brisa, who darshan Roshai, is using Roshai to teach me Sai that it's Doicha the Isur of Payas, and also that it's Doicha the Isur of Naziris. Where the Machloikis is that the second Tana, who used Roshai to teach me that it's Doicha the Isur of Naziris, only is using it to teach me that it's Doicha the Isur of Naziris, but not that it's Doicha the Isur Payas, just in the Cheshbon. I guess you want, so if you tame Chacham Yech Nemoid, you can Cheshbon more. But we have in our daf, nothing changed as far as that Tana goes. So that the machlekes really is whether you use roishay to also teach me that the say of teglachas is doicha the iser peyes, or it's only coming to teach me that it's doicha the iser and aziris. But even the Tana that used the tadarsha that it's doicha the iser peyes is going to agree that it's also coming to teach me that it's doicha the lois nasei the say of this and aziris. Why then didn't he speak that out? So pashup shad is because he wanted to say even a bigger chiddush that you should know. I need roishay to teach me that every mitzayra is allowed to do a teglachas. Now the emes is. Once I know Roishoy, from the reading of the Pasuk, not from the Yitr, just from the reading of the word Roishoy, so it's true, I know even the Nazim Tzaira, and I could have spoken that out. It's not a big chiddush, but I just want to bring out the Nakuda that really I Torah needed to emphasize the word Roishoy, so that you would know that the halacha is that every single Tzaira is allowed to do a Teglachas al Roishoy. Just to end with one Ha'ara. And that is, so we learned this sugya really it's in dritten mo yivamas daf hey nazar daf memalef, and now again nazar daf nun ches, which discusses the drushes of roishay and skanay as it relates to the mitzayir. Now, one of the things that's very very clear, and it was really the last line, it was the postscript of the sugya, is that there's an anomaly in the parasha of the mitzayir that you don't have in other parashas in the Torah. Ordinarily, whenever there's a face-off between a lois asei v'asei, so the rule is asei is doicha lois asei, but asei is not doicha lois asei v'asei. Mitzayir is the exception. By mitzayir, you find that asei is doicha lois asei, and you find that asei is doicha lois asei v'asei as well. Where do you find that? You find it twice. You find say that asei of teglachas mitzayra is doicha the lois nasei v'asei of the nazir. So if someone's a nazir mitzayra, even though there's a loisay of tala yavar arosha and there's an asei of kodesh yigadol pera, but the asei of teglachas mitzayra is going to be doicha both of them. Additionally, you find it if someone was a koyin mitzayra. He would have the asei of teglachas even to cut off the hair on his beard, which for a koyin, different than a Yisrael, involves say a lois asei and an asei, upaskarim loy galecho and kodosh yiyulay lokechem, and you see that it's doicha the lois nasei v'asei. So the bottom line is that you have two mekayras, say regarding the mitzayra. Nazir say regarding the mitzayir koyin, this anomaly, this chiddush that asei is doicha lois asei vaasei. Now, what's the pshat? The Gemara said the pshat. The Gemara said because say the lois asei of nazir and say the lois asei vaasei of the koyin are unique. Meaning, the reason that asei of mitzayir is doicha the lois asei vaasei in these two parishes is not because of the groiskeit of the asei of mitzayir, although I am berishayim. But the reason is. Poshin in the Gemara based on a klishos of the Isurei Nazir and the Isurei Kuhuna. What's the klishos of the Isurei Nazir? Yeshnoi B'Shela. What's the klishos of the Isurei Koyin? Einoi Shava Bakal. Or the way the Rishonim say, it's not so much the Isur Koyin that's Einoi Shava Bakal, but it's the fact that the Isur Ashchas Zokin of the Koyin is only to gay a man, not a woman, and as a result, what emerges is that it's a lav she Einoi Shava Bakal. Which brings us back to a Rambam that we spoke about. Well, we learned Daf Mem Aleph. I think it's kedai to speak of that again because now that we learned this Gemara, it's in Tzveitim Mal here in Masechtas Nazir, the Kasha on the Rambam just jumped so much off the page. And that is, so the Rambam is discussing the Nazir Mitzayra, exactly how he goes ahead and he does this thing. Says the Rambam, I have a problem. I don't understand how the Nazir Mitzayra could do a Teglachas. For Kate said, who mutev it Teglachas Mitzvah? How is it, Shayach? What's the problem? Nazir shenitzara v'nirba mitzarate v'toychem ein aziris hareza migaleach kol sar. Shnarei teglachto im mitzvah sase, sheneba b'mitzayir v'gilach es kol sar. V'chom mokoim sh'ata moitze yasei v'loi sase, im yochel ata l'kayim v'shnei mutav. V'im lav, yove yasei v'yitcha es loi sase. It says the Rambam, how could a nazir that's a mitzayir do is teglachas a mitzayir? Isn't it going to be over the iser of tala yavra roishay? So the Rambam, it's not a problem because we have a rule. I say is always doicha leis. So it's for that reason it's going to be good here too. Frank the Rambam about kasha. Vale nazi shegilach b'mein Israel. A nazi that does a teglachas b'mein Israel over a leis asay v'asay. He's not only over a leis asay. He's over an asay as well. Shenema kodesh yigadol peres haroishay. U'bichol mokim says the Rambam. Throughout Shas, in asei doicha es lois asei v'asei shakamoisoi. And if that's the case, v'loma doicha asei shal teglachas ha-nega l'nezirusoi. So how could this person go ahead and do the teglachas? Isn't it a lois asei v'asei? Meaning the Rambam learned all these sugyas. He knows that the asei of teglachas is doicha the isurei nezirus. But the Rambam says, I don't understand how it works. What happened to the halacha that asei is not doicha lois asei v'asei? Zok the Rambam ataritz. The reason is, v'pnei shekvar nitma ha-nazim etzaras. Because we're dealing with a nazim etzar, which means he's tameh. V'imei chilutai, Wala Nazir is a mitzvah. Again, we learned these Gemaras better since the last time we saw this Rambam, so it's good to speak it out again. Wala is bimei chilutei ein oilin loy. At that point, his Naziris is put on hold. So he's in the last parak. K'moy shebi yarnu, right? V'arei ein oil kodesh behen. Being that his Naziris is on hold, it means he's not a Kaddish at that time. If he's not a Kaddish, Dr. Rambam, Ubatala Asay Me'elov. So Me'elov, there's no Asay. V'loi Mishur Elo Lois Asay. All he has is the Lois Asay. Shu'utar Lo Yavar HaRoshoy. If all it is a Lois Asay. V'lo Fichach Ba Asay Shal Teglachas HaTzeraz V'docha Asay. So Dr. Rambam, how is it possible that the Teglachas Mitzayr is going to be Doich Lois Asay of Nazar? Ah, isn't there a Lois Asay V'asay? Dr. Rambam, no. If you learn the Sugi of Nazar Mitzayr, K'maisha B'yarnu, it won't be so schwer. Because the Nazar Mitzayr doesn't count his Naziris during Yemei Chilutai, which means he's not a Kaddish at that time. And if that's the case, there's no Asay of Kaddish year. And therefore, and Asay is always Doich Alois. The Rambam just gave us a beautiful Shtekel Tair. But it's Mamish Kenegan Mefurish Gemaris. It's Mefurish Gemaris. Now, the Ravid quotes the Gemara Yavamas Daf Hey. We can quote the Sugya of today's Daf, Nazir Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara gave a different reason. The Gemara said that the reason that Asay of Teglachas Matzor is Doich Alois Asay of Asay of Nazir is Shekhen Yeshnei Beshela. And the reason you can't learn from it to call it Tair Kula is Shekhen Yeshnei. And this would seem to be from the Shversten Rambam's imaginable. It's connected to Mefurish Sugyas and Shas. Yevamis Daf Hey, Nazir Daf Nun Ches, where it's very, very clear that the reason that Asay of Teglachas is Doicha, the Lois of Asay of Nazir is because of Yeshna Veshela. What was bothering the Rambam with what seems to be Mefurish Gemara is that the Rambam felt that he had to come on to his own Shtekel Torah and Le'idach Kisa. From the fact that the Gemara didn't say what the Rambam said, it's almost mashma, not like the Rambam Shekel Torah. This is a very, very shver Rambam. So we mentioned at the time there's a mahalach from Reb Chaim in Stenzlach, where Reb Chaim said, Dvorim, Nifloim, to be miyash of this Rambam. But the mahalach that we did speak out was the Abnei Maluim. I just think it's kedai to speak it out again, very, very quickly, because again, it jumps off today's daf, right? This Rambam has a different ponim after today's daf. And I think the Abnei Maluim does a little bit as well. The Abnei Maluim said that it could be, the Rambam held, that the Svar of the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei, and the Svar of the Gemara in Nazir Nun Ches, where the Gemara said that the Yisurei Nazir are Yeshnon B'Sheila, is could be not such a Dava Pashit. And the Rambam held that that is really totally in a much broader question. How broad? The broadest of broad. Could have been literally the Hakdama to Masechtas Nedarim and to Masechtas Nazir for sure. And that is how exactly you understand the Yisurei Naziris. So again, we went through it a little bit more by Riches then. But in short, there's a big shail in the Achroinim. The Yisurei Naziris, the Tarla Yavar al Roshoy, the Isser of Miyayim V'Sheikha Yazir, the Isser that says, Akol Nefesh Meisal Yavi, all those Yisurim that the Torah speaks at as it relates to the Yisurei Naziris. What is the gather of the Yisurei Naziris? Are these Isurei Chefza? Are there Isurei Gavra? Or maybe they're Isurei Atayr? What does this mean? The parish of Naziris is a parish of Nedarim. Isha Isha Kiyafli Linda Nedin Nazal Hazal Hashem. Makshin Darm Lidaziris for Naziris Ladarim. But as we've seen, it's even more than just a Hekish. It's a parish of Afla. You have Sheila, you have Afar, you have all these different halachs. So it's really, it's a sifkot in the world in Nedarim. Isser Neder. Someone says Koin and Basra Zeolai. So we know is Issa Chefza. So it'd be mocking to say that all the Isurei Naziris are Issa Chefza. Yayin is the easiest one to visualize, as if to say that Yayin is also to the Nazir, like Koin and Basar Alay is also to the person that makes an Neder. Another way you can hear it is Isser Gav. The Gemara says in the Dharm that Bezam and Bez, what's the difference between a Neder and a Shvua? Neder is a Chavtza, Shvua is Isser Gav. The Shvua is Chal on the person. The person is the Chavtza when it comes to the Shvua. So you can hit in the Zeros works the same way. That the Gavra now has an Isser Gavra, similar to Shvuah, again, just like Naziris is similar to Ned, it's also similar to Shvuah because they're all similar to each other. And as a result, there's this man-made Isser, which is Issa Gavra. Inami, the third side, which is the most novel, and that is the whole Neder of Naziris is tapping into a parsha. It's opting in to a parsha in the Torah called the parsha of the Nazir. But as it relates to the Yisurim are not Neder the Yisurim, they're not Naziris the Yisurim, they're regular Yisurei Torah. And just like every Yisur in the Torah is Yisurei Torah, the Yisurei Nazir are also Yisurei Torah. Now, the Yisurei Nazir are unique, that they're Yisurei Torah that are Negeya only certain people. It's Negeya the Nazir. Okay, but it's no different than the Yisurei Kahuna, for example, which are Yisurei Torah. They're not Yisur Neder and Shvuah. That has nothing to do with a Kayin. Yet, they're only Negeya certain people. They're only Negeya the Kayin. So, as it relates to understanding Pasha the Kishkes of the Yisurei Naziris, you can hear that these are Nedarim the Shvuah Digi Yisurim. Chepzo, Gavra, Marketisle, or could we know that regularly Yisurei Torah as it relates to the Etzem Isser? Zokta Avni Maluim, an Oymek. He says, this that the Gemara said, that the Yisurei Naziris, Ayeshna B'Sheila, only is Mistaber if you hold, that the Etzem Isser of Naziris is a Neded Degesartis, or Shvu, where the Isser is a man-made Isser, and being that I could be Shoyul then on the Naziris, which means I'm being Shoyul on not just what underpins the Isser, but the Isser itself. So I can hear that that would be deemed a kula klishos and the Isser, yeshna b'sheila. If, however, you hold that the Isser and Naziris are not Isser neder, but rather Isser and Naziris are Isser Torah, the Torah's Isser is not yeshna b'sheila. I can be shoyl on the Isser. I can be shoyl on my zach. Lo yachol dvaroi. I can only be shoyl on what I made. So that I can be shoyl. So if I made the Isser, then the Sheila talks to the Isser. But if I made the Naziris and then the Torah gave me the Isser, I can't be shoyl on the Isser. Now, you're right, I can be shoyl on the Naziris and Nafal Abinyan. But the point is, the Isser itself has no klishos in it. There's no yesh and b'sheila on the Etzem Isser. So zok to Avni Maluhan, that this that the Gemara said in Yival Mestafe, and this that the Gemara said in Nazan Unches, that the Isser and Naziris are yesh and b'sheila. L'chur is totally in this grace of Shaila. And it's taking on the tzad that the way you look at Yisurei Naziris is this a neder of Shvuah. But if you look at them as Yisurei Torah, then it's partial says that Avnimu, there'd be no svara yeshna v'shayla. Avnimu says that the emes is that there was another kasha, he said, that was bothering me very much in the sugi of Nazir, Daftun Chesam Ebeis. The Gemara said that the Isser of Hashchos Zaken is a lav shein Shava Bakoyah. As opposed to the Isser Nazir, that's a lav that's Shava Bakoyl. And the emes is, he said, why is it so posher to the Gemara that the Isser Nazir is a lav Shava Bakoyl? Right, in the Cheshbonis of the Gemara, I can't learn Koyin from Nazir, I can't learn Nazir from Koyin. That's the last leg of the Sugya. I can't learn from Koyin, because Koyin, or Hashchas Zokin, is in the Shava Bakoyl, as opposed to Nazir, which is Shava Bakoyl. Nazir has a Kula, because it's the Yeshna B'Shel. Why is it so posh that the Yisurei Nazir is an Isser that's Shava Bakoyl? How's it Shava Bakoyl? Who has the Isser? Who has the Isser? Only a Nazir has the Isser. So if only a Nazir has the Isser, why is it so posh to the Gemara? I could hear very stark, said the Avni Meluim, that the Yisurei Nazir should also be in the Shava Bakoyl. The teretz has to be, because any person can make that Isser. And being that any person can make that Isser, so memelo the Isser is Shava Bakoyl. But that's all good if the heftz of the Isser is an Isser Neder. So any person could say, Koine Basel Zeolai. So that would make the Isser Shava Bakoyl. But if the way you deher, it's the same oymik, it's the Avni Meluom Lushitase, the way he's dehering this. And that is that the Isurim are really Isurei Torah. I just opt into the Isurei Torah. The Isser Torah was given to who? It's partially only given to a Nazir. So I have to say Areni Nazir, and then I'm going to get it. In that case, the Isser would be really Enu Shava Bakoyl. So he says it's the Gemara here in Nazir Nun Ches on the Bezal Shitasai, that the Gemara holds that the Isurei Nazir are Yeshna B'Sheila. If it's Yeshna B'Sheila, so I say Meres, that the Etzem Isser are Isurei Neder V'Shvuah. If that's the case, it's also Shava Bakoyl. But it'd be a whole nother Mahalach how you can hear this whole Indian says Damni Maluah. And that is that really the Yisurei Neder are Yisurei Torah, like the Marit comes out in his famous tshuva. And if it's Yisurei Torah, it comes out really it's less Nebesheila. And if it's less Nebesheila, what would also emerge is, could be that it would be a lav in the Shavu Bakoyl. But the bottom line is, says the Avni Maluim, once we say that the Gemara Yevam Estafei and the Gemara Nazir Nun Ches are really totally in this Chakira Hayadua, so now there's Makim Rei between the Yash of the Rambam. And you can say that the Rambam had Rayas, not like this tzad, as it relates to understanding the Isser and Naziris, and therefore the Rambam knew these Gemaras, but he held that these Gemaras were shleir libe the Hilchasa. What would have been the Rambam's raya? So again, tein l'chachem yech gemar, that shayos shuv stam nimulum et simichav beis. His ikar raya is actually from shloisha minim. It's from that sugya daf memalef daf membeis that we learned together last time. But the bottom line is, the Rambam held that it's really totally in sugyas, and because it's totally in sugyas, so it's for that reason he held this was an akasha. I just want to end with one final aura, and that is, so the last parak we learned, parak koyin gadol, began with a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir that were walking together and they found a base mitzvah. Now, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metamed to a mace, even to a karev. A Nazir is not allowed to be metamed to a mace, even to a karev. However, we darshin, ba'avi v'ena metamed, ba'achi v'ena metamed, metamed to a mace mitzvah. Side the Kohen Gadol and side the Nazir are both allowed to be metamed to a mace mitzvah. And the Mishnah discussed what happens if a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir were walking together. Hayu mehalchim baderech, umatzu mace mitzvah. So one of them is going to have to be metamed, but they don't both have to. The question is, what's the lesser of the two evils? Would we prefer that the Kohen Gadol be the one to be metamed, or would we prefer that the Nazir be the one to be metamah? Machloik is replacing the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim who say, Yetamin Nazir. It's better that the Nazir be metamah. Why? She'en k'dushasay k'dushasaylam. His k'dusha is not k'dushasaylam. Va'al yetami koyin, as opposed to the koyin, she'en k'dushasay k'dushasaylam. So we prefer that the Nazir, whose k'dusha is not k'dushasaylam, be metamah, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, whose k'dusha is k'dushasaylam. Incidentally, parenthetically, Tais asks Akash, we spoke this Tais said at the time, that is that true? Every Nazir's k'dusha is not k'dushasaylam. What about a Nazir oylam? So Tais says in one line, va'filu oma Nazir oylam, yikomokim stam naziris avishloishim ya. Meaning it's true. There is a Nazir who's Kedusha Zaylam, but not every Nazir is Kedusha Zaylam. I was thinking, Lefum Riata, that maybe according to this Rambam in the end of Perek Zayin Hilchas Naziris, where the Rambam says if a Nazir becomes a Metzaira, he loses his Kedusha's Naziris. Einoi Kadosh Bahem, Ubatullah Asay Me'elav, that it's Shayach for a Nazir, even a Nazir Oilam. A Nazir Oilam is not allowed to be Metama, Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Metama. But that's a whole different sugya. He has no problem anyway. He's not the Nazir of that Mishnah, because a Nazir Shimshon Lekatchila could be Metama. So we're talking about a Nazir that can't be Metama. Every single Nazir that can't be Metama is Ein Kedushas Kedushas Oilam, because something can happen. He can become a Metzaira. And because he could become a Metzaira, at that point he won't be Kaddish. No such thing that the Kohen Gadol is not Kaddish right now. As opposed to the Nazir, if he became a Metzaira, so da is Abri, as a Metzias in the Welt. Maybe it's a Shulchan Makar to the Rambam, that a Shaykh for a person cannot be a Kaddish. But the bottom line is that's the Halach, and that's what the Rambam paskins. That Kohen Gadol and Nazir, they're walking together, let the Nazir be Metama, She'en K'dushas K'dushas Olam, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, She'en K'dushas K'dushas Olam. Mechas Chinuch, in a few places, he brings a kasha from the Sharam Melech, that the Sharam Melech asks, he says, we know that the Rambam says, we spoke about this Rambam, the Beis Halevi Simen Yud Zayin a few times, that a Nazir, who's Metama to a mace, he's over four lava. He's over the two Isurei Nazir that talk about a Nazir not being able to be Metama. He's also over Lo Yachal Devorai, and he's also over the Lav of Baal Ta'acha. But a Nazir that's Metama to a mace is over four Lavin. A Kohen Gadol that's Metama to a mace is over one Lav. It's a freak, the Sharam Melech, that what's the Shaila? I don't understand. Why should the Nazir be the one be Metama, not the Kohen Gadol? Wouldn't it make sense to be just the opposite? Let the Kohen Gadol be Metama. He's only going to be over one Lo Yisaseh, as opposed to the Nazir, who's going to be over four Lo Yisaseh. Zok Tisharim Melech, L'chayr, this should be totally in the famous Shaila of the Rishonim and then the Masach Tzuma, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Lekach Toiv, Roiva Kamos versus Roiva Echos. Why? Because the Gemara gave a Svara, a real Svara, why we think the Nazir should be the one that's Metama. His Kedush in Echos is less. In Kedushas and Kedushas Olam. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, his Kedushas is more, his Kedushas is Kedushas Olam. Thus, he's in Echos, the Kohen Gadol is more. But in Kamos, for sure, the Nazir is more. He's over four Lavin, as opposed to one Lav. So, Zokta Sharam Melech, that Bishloim, if you hold Reva Echos over Reva Kamos, Bishloim, if you hold them, when it comes to those Sugis, you look at the Echos, you don't look at the Kamos, I understand. But this Rishonim, that hold, that you always look at Kamos versus Echos. Mashallah, Chilosh Eish Bei Sakana, where Machil and I say Akal Akal, there's two choices. You can check an animal on Shabbos, which is Reva Echos, Skila, or you can give a person a Vela, which is Reva Kamos, because even though there's no Skila, it's a regular Loisase, but I'll call Kazayas for Kazayas, there's a Loisase. So, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. So, Faith the Sharam Melech, according to those Rishonim that hold Reva Echos over Reva Kamos, that it's actually better to just do one Shechita on Shabbos, even though it's more Chamor, than to be over Kamalavin. So, why is it Yetame Nazir? It should be Yetame Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is only Reva Echos, as opposed to the Nazir, who would be over four Lavin if he was Metame to a Mace. As I Faith the Sharam Melech, it's a bomb cash in the Sharam Melech, says Tzorich Iyun. And if you look in the Sharam Melech inside, the Tama Melech in his Agoyis, right, the grace of Tamra Baruch Yitlis, the Tamra Neid Behuda, he has a whole pilpul, he has a whole Arichas. The Gedoyli Achreinu were very bothered. This is a Veltz Kasha. That why Yitam and Nazir, Val Yitam and Kohen Gadol, according to the Rambam, the Nazir is over four Lavin, Kohen Gadol is over one Lavin. And even if the Kohen Gadol is more Chomer in Echos, Mitzad Kedushas and Kedushas Oilam, but if you hold Reva Kamos, then L'chayra, we should be more sensitive to the four Lavin of the Nazir, not the one more Chomer Degalav of the Kohen Gadol. Zokta Michas Chinuch, and he says this in a few places. He says it's saying when he talks about the Yisurei Nazir, Mitzvah Shinayin Vav, and over there, he refers you to mitzvah reish ayin aleph with regards to the Isurei Kuna. But the bottom line is, Zokta mechaschinuch, it's a plea to me. I don't understand how the Sharon Melech was able to buy Tzorachin on a Rambam and because of a kasha like this. The Pasha has no havana to me. He says, it's true, the Naz is over 4 lavin. But there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei, and there's a Gemara in Nazar Daf Nun Ches that says the Isurei Nazar Yeshna Vesheila. And being that the Isurei Nazar Yeshna Vesheila, so it comes that all 4 Isurim are Yeshna Vesheila. The 2 Isurim of the Nazar, Lo Yachal Bal Tachin, this is all Yeshna Vesheila. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, that's Eina Vesheila. So it's true it's 4 Lavin, but the 4 Lavin themselves are much more klishos to Galavin. And how do I know there's a Svara called Yeshna Vesheila? Because Aseh is not Dorcha Lois Aseh Vaseh, but when it comes to Nazar, yeah, because it's Yeshna Vesheila. Since Zokta Mechaschinach, it's a plea to me that the Sharon Melech because of such a kasha, Mamish has no avana. But the emes is l'chayr, it's a plea to me the mechaschenuch. The Sharon Melech was cheshbening in the Rambam Ayin Sham, and in the Rambam it's mefurish. He didn't hold that the Isurei Nazar Ayeshna b'sheila. How do I know that? Because the Rambam said mefurish. Then the Perek Zayin of Hilchos Aziris, the Rambam gave a different reason why that Seif Teglachas is doicha. And Amni Melum already was masber. It's because he held that the sugya that says that the Isurei Nazar Ayeshna b'sheila is nisht emes. They're not Ayeshna b'sheila. Now the emes is the layachel devaroi of the Isurei Nazar, and the Baal Ta'achar is Yeshna B'Sheila. But the other 2 Isurim are not Yeshna B'Sheila. So if you want to be medactic in the Sharon Melech's Lashon, he said, 4 Isurim, I hear. But at the end of the day, the 2 of these Isurim are Zicha, not Yeshna B'Sheila. And the Kasha over there was, if you go through the Sharon Melech is a Pirush on the Rambam, and he's being mefalful in the Shittas HaRambam, in the Shittas HaRambam, L'Chayra, the Rambam, with Shittasai, Shvet. Meaning, the Sharon Melech's kasha is taka, a rizika kasha. And the tzarchin of the Sharon Melech's a gevaldika kasha, Rambam l'shitasei. Rambam l'shitasei who holds that the Isurei Nazar are not Yeshna b'sheila. So why is it Yitame Koyin, val Yitame... Why is that Yitame Nazar, val Yitame Koyin? L'chayra, the Nazar is over 2 or 4 Isurim. And the Rambam doesn't either subscribe to the Sfar of Yeshna b'sheila, or at the very least he holds the Isurei Nazar are not Yeshna b'sheila. And if that's the case, the Rambam l'shitasei, l'chayra tzarchin.